Daily News, Dear Remote. I'm White House officials and top congressional Democrats in the United States meet again Wednesday for a third day of talks on a new coronavirus aid package, which they hope to have by the end of the week to allow for a vote in the U.S. Congress next week. The two sides have been divided by the size of their proposed aid packages, with Democrats calling for $3.4 trillion in new spending and Republicans wanting to limit it to $1 trillion. Among the items under discussion are sending out another round of stimulus payments, helping renters avoid eviction, aiding the U.S. Postal Service, and action to address $600 per week federal unemployment payments that expired last week. The United States remains the hardest hit country in the global coronavirus pandemic, with over 4.7 million people infected and more than 157,000 people dead. Globally, there are more than 18.6 million people infected and over 702,000 have died. One of Brazil's leading indigenous chiefs is one of the dead. Aretana Yawalapiti died Wednesday of respiratory complications caused by COVID-19, this according to his nephew. Aretana, a chief of the Yawalapiti people in the Amazon, was known for fighting to protect indigenous rights and the world's biggest rainforest. He was thought to be around 70 years old. Do you really want to go to that party? That's what World Health Organization officials Wednesday urged young people to think about, saying they should fight the urge to join large gatherings to help prevent new outbreaks of COVID-19. During a virtual question and answer session from WHO headquarters in Geneva, experts said young people must now play a role in fighting the spread of the virus. Countries around the world, even those which have the virus relatively under control, have seen COVID cases surge in hotspots. This is VOA News. Emergency medical aid and pop-up field hospitals were dispatched to Lebanon Wednesday, along with rescue experts and tracking dogs, as the world reached out to the victims of the explosion that devastated Beirut. The blast centered on the city's port, caused massive destruction, and killed at least 113 people, heaping misery on a country already in crisis. Gulf states were among the first to respond, with Qatar sending mobile hospitals to ease pressure on Lebanon's medical system, already strained by the coronavirus pandemic. President Emmanuel Macron is to travel to Lebanon on Thursday, becoming the first world leader to visit Beirut after the disaster, as France seeks to swiftly push reconstruction in its former colony. Macron tweeted in Arabic, quote, "France is at the side of Lebanon always." From Europe, authorities in the Netherlands, the Czech Republic, and Poland offered an array of assistance, including doctors, police and firefighters, rescue experts, and sniffer dogs. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said Tehran stood ready to offer medical and medicinal aid and help treat the injured, and Jordan's King Abdullah II also promised to dispatch a field hospital. More than 1,300 people were killed in the first half of 2020 by armed groups in the Democratic Republic of Congo, three times more than in the same period in 2019, according to a report published on Wednesday by the United Nations. Between January and June 2020, fighters of all armed groups were responsible for the summary executions or arbitrary killings of at least 1,315 people, including 267 women and 165 children. The UN Joint Human Rights Office said that was more than three times the number recorded in the first half of 2019, which was 416. A series of explosions rocked a North Korean city near the border with China this week, according to multiple reports, resulting in possible casualties. Neither North Korean officials nor state media has commented on the blasts, which reportedly occurred late Monday in a residential area in the city of Haesan. Videos posted by the Associated Press and the Seoul-based Daily NK showed repeated explosions, along with orange flames and dark smoke rising from a neighborhood in the city. The videos were shot from China, which lies just across the Yalu River from North Korea. And Greek police say a car believed to be transporting migrants who recently entered the country has crashed into roadworks on a highway, killing seven people and injuring five. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman in Washington.